The entry hall was the first room seen by visitors, and 19th century farmers in Hälsingland wanted impressive entries for their houses. Inspired by Italian Renaissance palaces, they had painters decorate with marble or spatter patterns that imitated expensive stone walls. Norrgården's old kitchen is the heart of the house. The wood stove was the house's most important heat source. The large farmhouses had many rooms, but guest chambers and fine salons were used very sparingly and were seldom heated. Normally, the family slept in the kitchen and in adjacent small rooms that were easily heated. In a corner of the kitchen, you can see a beautiful cupboard with four painted doors. The cupboard is from Utegården, the outer farm, and is dated 1773. This richly decorative peasant style of painting is reminiscent of the Kurbitz paintings of Dalecarlia. Now let's step into the little room at the gable. Here the walls are covered with a landscape in light colors. If you look in the outer corner, you will find the signature Anders and E. Åsberg, 1844. The painting motif was copied on the kitchen walls in the 20th century, but the walls outside the kitchen are original. It's clear in the original painting that two painters were involved. The upper portions, trees and sky, are done with light strokes, while the lower stone wall is meticulously drawn. It's certain that Anders Åsberg himself did the trees and sky. It was common that such painters took along their child or wife as an assistant. Could the E in the signature be Anders' son, Erik? If so, was it he who painted the stone wall? Åsberg was born in Dalecarlia, but came here as an 11-year-old in the 1790s. He was a carpenter's apprentice initially, but even as a teenager began doodling and painting, as he described it. His son Erik painted with him when he was 12 or so. Later, Erik preferred working on his sister's farm. Erik developed epilepsy, and although his family sought help from all parts, Erik was never cured. So Erik returned to painting with his father. The rooms here were painted when Erik was 23 years old. The following year, Erik had a tragic fall into the fire, perhaps caused by an epileptic fit. He died of the injuries shortly after. Across from the kitchen is the Sedwal Salon. In the exposed timbered walls, you can see traces of how axes were used to skillfully hew flat surfaces of the round logs. The cracks between the logs are sealed and insulated with flax fibers. Of course, a fine Hälsingland farm shouldn't generally have such bare, undecorated walls. This room was adorned with painted walls in the 18th century. The murals were actually painted on cloth that was stretched and mounted onto the walls. Only a portion of the paintings remains today, a biblical motif in peasant style, Jacob's ladder rising from a sailing ship. The painting is thought to have been done by Bollnäs painter Jonas Hartmann. He is known for having painted the Bollnäs cottage, which is now a centerpiece in Skansen Park in Stockholm. However, Hartmann seldom signed his paintings, and lacking a signature, these walls in Rengsjö can't with certainty be said to be his work. Let's leave Norrgården now. The next soundtrack applies to the farm called Regnells. It is within the enclosure. Keep to the left as you walk past Norrgården, and you'll see the two Regnells houses, built at right angles to each other.